In today's gospel reading, we see another parable of the vineyard being used. Eventually, the owner sent messengers to collect the harvest, but the tenants abused the messengers. So the owner, at the end, sent his only son, but the tenants rejected him as well and killed him. Jesus says, "The kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to others who will yield a rich harvest." Initially, this parable was obviously meant for the scribes and the Pharisees of Jesus' time. But we don't have to look too far, and we can all see that this parable and the words of Jesus can easily be addressed to us as well today. We are the tenants. We are the ones who have rejected the messengers sent to us. People with a real Christian message. People such as Mother Teresa, St. Francis of Assisi, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi. People concerned about justice, not just with what is convenient. To a certain extent, we too have rejected these messengers, or we wouldn't be living in such a world that we do. And at times, through our sins, we have even rejected the owner's son, the son named Jesus Christ. But hopefully we can learn from all of that. We can learn that what our position in the world should be. Our position is only brief. We are here only for a short time. And nothing really belongs to us. We have to give it all up. And yet at times we get hung up about material accumulations, so much so that we forget about important things such as our parents, our family, our spouses, our friends, people who mean a great deal to us. We can learn to accept the responsibility that God has given us. We are responsible to God for what we do with what we have. And God has given us all so very much. Our lives, our freedoms, our luxuries. What are we going to do with these gifts? How are we going to help those who don't have what we do? These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And hopefully we will be able to have the right answers when God, the owner of all, calls us back to himself. God love you.